good, boy. Good morning. I'm Blessing, but I'm known by Melanie. I'm in animal science department, 200 level. Good boy, there's this complaint I want you to inform student about. It was this morning. I had practical at animal science farm after engineering road. So we had this practical there this morning by 7 o'clock. So I went for the practical. So we finished before to 9 or past 9. So there's this friend of mine, she's a classmate to me too, and my name is Joy also, she's in my department. So I told her that I'm going to admin, because when we closed, so she was telling me if I'm going back to stay. I told her no, since there's no lecture again. So I told her, okay, I'll be going to admin for something. So she said, okay, she's going back to Ifite. So getting to admin, so I changed mind because I wanted to go to Amansi today if I was done with the admin stuff. But I changed mind. I said, okay, let me go to the Amansi to go and do something. Maybe if I'm done, then if I'm coming back, I will branch at admin. So road boy, I came out at that gate, the road that leads to that medical. I came outside the gate. So I crossed. I didn't even cross, like I just left those keke park. I just shifted. So I was looking for shots that is going to Amansi. The keke man I saw didn't said he's not going. The buses I saw they are already loaded. They are going to Enugu. So I stood there. I was still waiting. So one shuttle already was with students. So the shuttle was like, he's not going, him is entering his high school. I was still standing there. Lo and behold, a shuttle stopped. I was like, where are you going? I said, I'm going to Amansi. So I told him, how much? He said 200. I told him, it's not 150. He said, oh yeah, enter. Old boy, like, I entered. And in that shuttle, there was this man. The man was sitting at the front. Sorry, the man was sitting at the first seat of that shuttle. He has this dreadlock and he has these cowries attached to his hair. Then there's this young guy. The guy was sitting at the back seat of the shuttle. Then there's this young guy too. He was sitting at the front. The one sitting at the back was holding black cord, small phone and a torchlight. So this cowries man was just sitting, he was just there. So the next thing, when I entered, the man that was at the back seat was sitting close to the window door. So when I entered, he shifted, he came to the back side, to the extreme side, and he sat down there. So when I entered, I was looking at the man with the carriage. I was like, why is this elderly man dressed this way? He was looking so tattered, but not that too tattered. So next thing, my spirit told me I should be looking at the side glass. Let me know if these people are up to something. So when I was looking at the side glass, the one at the back was already giving the one sitting at the front some signs and code that I could not decode. So the one at the side, later on, the carriage man was still looking at the glass too and was still giving signs too. So me, I was like, God, it's not... I was saying in my mind, like, these people are up to something. I said, okay, let me be careful. I said, after all, there's this checking point before that Amansi. So I said, okay, if I get to that checking point, maybe I will just stop. I said, after all, it's not Amansi here. I said, okay, these people, we are conveying me. So when we passed that army checking point there, the checking point, I don't even know that they have created another checking point ahead of that army. So when I came to the second checking point, it was this policeman on this black and blue uniform. So we passed there. So we got to the Amansi. So the man was like, where am I actually going? So I told him I'm going to trailer park after the bridge. There's this place they used to call trailer park, where tankers, all of them, they used to, that is their park. So the man said, okay, he said, okay, let him drive me ahead. So the mistake I did was I would have come down, but I was like, these people might not be that bad. That was just what was going on in my mind. And after all, the bus has already moved. So the what are they called? The shuttle conveyed me, getting to the park. The guy sitting at the bar brought out gun and told me that if I say anything, that he's going to shoot me. So that was when it was done to me that I've entered one chance. I was so scared, like I was so scared. I was praying, I was like, God, will I die the way my dad died? So I would just die like that. That was what was just going on in my mind. So when I got to the trailer park, those people, I told the driver, driver, stop me now. The next thing was, if I say anything, that they're going to shoot me flat here and nobody will say anything. I was so scared. That moment, tears started dropping from my eyes. I was with my bag, even in my bag, there's still lab coat because they said we should come with lab coat. So these people, they carried me, they passed the whole of that Hausa place. I don't know that Hausa has quarters there. They passed the whole of that Hausa place. They were going from the next thing, the guy at the bar brought something and tied on my eyes. I was like, God, please, I don't want to enter the hands of bad people. God, please. That was what was just going on in my mind. So when they tied me, the whole of that, they tied my eyes. So the next thing was, I saw myself in a very narrow road. So these people, they brought me down. They untied me. Okay, they didn't even untie me. They brought me down, told me I should move. The one with the cowries was just pushing me. I should move. I should move. I was moving. The next thing, I came to a place. They untied me. I saw a man smoking. The man was just started. He was with scars on his head. The next thing, the man said, he first of all abused me and said, "Who is this girl with a boy leg like this? That this girl self, look at how she just looking." So that was what the man said. I did not utter any words. The man said, "You should take her inside." So the next thing, these people carried me to inside. Like the place they carried me, that place was swamp. It was dirty. They carried me there. The next thing, I saw people, even young girls, even what are they calling it? Even young girls of 16, 17, even there's one elderly man there. There's one lady there too. And young girls, they were like about 13 persons. They told me that I should stay there. So I was just laying there because there's this wall there. I was already there. Those people were just sitting there. Some were looking so tattered. Some has been looking so like people that have been there for many times, like for many years or for many months. I don't know. I was just there. Next thing, a man came out with is it face mask? I came out and I was like, who is this girl they brought? That they please, they should take this girl back. That they don't need this kind of people. Who is this girl they brought? Please, they should take the girl back. So the next thing, those guys that carried me, they came out again. As they came out, they carried me, they dragged me. Okay, the next thing there was the little money I withdrew, 1,900 yesterday, because I had change. So those people, they collected 1,000 out of the, okay, they even collected the money. They put me inside that shuttle, they dragged me back. They stopped me at that house outside. As they stopped me there, they pushed me down to the shuttle. Down, they pushed me, they closed the shutter and they revised and turned. The moment they stopped me, I was like, God, what is this? What have I done? I saw one man, the woman was selling mama put there. I met the woman, I told the woman, mama, please see that this shutter that just revised, I entered one chance. Please, the woman lent me 500 and told me, where am I going? I told her that I'm going to this the first gate as if the first gate before I will get to that beautiful gate. That was where I stopped. Because I entered Keke, I stopped there. I paid transport down to Ifte. Like these people, the road boy, these people has this our school, what are they calling this our school sticker attached to their motor. I was convinced enough that these people might be genuine. Their boss is registered inside school. And I believe these people, they are still coming back again in the evening to pick students. Road boy, like this is very horrible. Like, if not the grace of God this morning, like I will just be among those people. And those people that are there, they have already charmed them. They did not even tie them anything. They have already charmed them. They don't even know what they are doing. They don't know themselves. They are just seated there. Like they are just there. Like they are just there. Like I don't know. I don't know what these people are up to. I don't know what these people are up to. Let's actually let me tell you so that you will post this thing. Students should be very careful, especially students going down to Amman. See, entry shuttle from that gate down to wherever, they should be, please be very careful. Even some of these shuttles that our school stickers, but they are using them, they are using those shuttles as kidnapping job now. Please, actually, let me inform you. This is just God that saved me right now. Like, I can't even believe. Like, the shock is still on me now. Like, I can't believe that this thing is real, is reality. Because I used to hear it, but I don't believe that this kind of thing used to happen. Please, road boy, like, it's just God that saved me this morning. My God.